Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our House of Representatives call for the Republic for the United States of America. Today is Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. Hopefully, you all had a good 4th. We're able to relax a bit and remember what it's all about as far as this country. And that's why we're here is in the Republic as well. Before we get started tonight, does somebody want to open us up in prayer this evening? All right. If nobody's going to volunteer, I guess I will. Father, just come before you tonight, thanking you for giving us this time to come together with Dr. Mosley and the rest of the representatives, that we'll have a good call tonight, and that you'll be honored and glorified with the laws of life that Dr. Mosley is going to teach us. So with that, Father, we just thank you in Yeshua's name. All right, before we get started here, let me go through the roll call real fast. Let's see who all is here. I'm going to start off with myself. Representative Rockwell is present. Representative Reed, you with us tonight?
Representative Reed from Nebraska is present. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Representative Schmidt.
Can you hear me? And Representative
fine.
Schmidt. Okay, sounds good. Representative Schmidt from Wisconsin Free State is present.
All right, Representative Binder is absent tonight. He's out camping, he told me. So he isn't going to be here tonight. And Representative Cox, are you with us? All right. Looks like we have three representatives representing three states for tonight. And without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and yield to Dr. Mosley to get our teaching for tonight on the laws of life. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The laws of life, which we define as absolute divine truth that governs the consequences of our actions. Everything we do and say activates one or more laws of life, either in a positive or in a negative way. And in conjunction with what we share based upon these laws of life, we have been recently conducting a study as it relates to the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the world and the various categories that are included therein, and whether or not, based upon the category that we're in, whether or not we're operating based upon what the kingdom of God dictates, that how we should handle it, or whether or not we're operating based upon the mores of the world system. I came across some information, or an article, I should describe it, which gives some additional insight based upon what we've done thus far. Those of you, I'm sure you recall, we started dealing with the economic systems, and then from there to the social system. And now we're on the political system and differentiating those systems from a world perspective to a godly perspective. And we want to examine ourselves as we go through this study as to whether our activities or the activities of organizations that we're involved in or with or otherwise, whether they are operating based upon the mores of the kingdom of God as opposed to the kingdom of the world. Now, what I'm going to share with you this evening deals with five differences between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the world, and we're going to, of course, as we continue with this study, give credit to the author of this particular article, which is found in Renew, renew.org. Let's look first at what the kingdom of God looks like. The kingdom of God looks and acts like Jesus Christ, like Calvary, like God's eternal triune, love is what the kingdom of God looks like. It consists of people graciously embracing others and sacrificing themselves in service to others. That's what the kingdom of God looks like. What does it consist of? The kingdom of God consists of people trusting and employing power under rather than power over. When they, like Jesus, suffer because of this, what else does the kingdom of God look like? It consists of people imitating the Savior who died for them and for all people. What else does the kingdom of God consist of? It consists of people submitting to God's rule and doing His will. The kingdom of God is the domain in which God is king. That's what it looks like. Let's look at the contrast between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the world. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. Now let's begin to look at some contrast between the kingdom of the world and the kingdom of God. Again, Jesus' kingdom is not of this world, but it contrasts with the kingdom of the world in every possible way. I'm going to repeat that. It contrasts with the kingdom of the world in every possible way, not just some ways, a few ways, many ways, but in every possible way. This is not a simple contrast between good and evil. The contrast is rather, listen closely, between two fundamentally different ways of doing life. It consists of two fundamentally different mindsets, two fundamentally different belief systems, two fundamentally different loyalties. There's a major contrast between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the world. Let's examine the contrast between the two a little closer. Between these two kingdoms, there's a contrast of trust. What do you mean by that? Well, the kingdom of the world trusts the power of the sword, while the kingdom of God trusts the power of the cross. That bears repeating. The kingdom of the world trusts the power of the sword, while the kingdom of God trusts the power of the cross. The kingdom of the world advances by exercising power over, while the kingdom of God advances by exercising power under. There's also a contrast of aims between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the world. Let's look at that contrast. The kingdom of the world seeks to control behavior, while the kingdom of God seeks to transform lives from the inside out. Also, the kingdom of the world is rooted in preserving, if not advancing, one's self-interest and one's own will, while the kingdom of God is centered exclusively on carrying out God's will, even if this requires sacrificing one's own interest. So we see the contrast of trust, first of all. We're seeing next to the contrast of aims. Now let's look at the contrast of scopes between the world system and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of the world is intrinsically tribal in nature and is heavily invested in defending, if not advancing, one's own people group, one's nation, one's ethnicity, one's state, one's religion, one's ideologies, or one's political agendas. That is why it is a kingdom characterized by perpetual conflict. The kingdom of God, however, is intrinsically universal, for it is centered simply on loving as God loves. It loves all people at all times, in all places, without conditions. Hopefully this, as we share a little more, is doing for you as it did for me as I first started to look at it, pointing up and pointing out the major contrast between the world system and the kingdom of God system. And what it does, I perceive, for the believer, it causes the believer to recognize that so often we may consider ourselves as being kingdom people, that is referring to us as being of the kingdom of God, whereas our actions, our activities, our mores are more akin to, are in line with the kingdoms of the world. Let's look at the contrast of responses. The kingdom of the world is intrinsically, and listen to this closely, it is intrinsically a tit-for-tat kingdom. Its motto is eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. In this fallen world, the kingdom of the world can survive, the kingdom of the world can survive for long by loving, cannot survive long, by loving its enemies and by blessing those who persecute it. It carries the sword, not the cross. I'm going to repeat that. The world system carries the sword and not the cross. But the kingdom of God participants carry the cross, not the sword. We thus are ever to return evil with evil, violence with violence. We are rather to manifest the unique kingdom of Christ by returning evil with good, turning the other cheek, going the second mile, loving, praying for our enemies. Far from seeking retaliation, we seek the well-being of our enemy. Let's look at the contrast of battles. The kingdom of the world has earthly enemies and thus fights earthly battles. The kingdom of God, however, by definition, has no earthly enemies, for its disciples are committed to loving their enemies, thereby treating them as friends, as their neighbor. There is a warfare that the kingdom of God is involved in, but it is not against enemies of flesh and blood. It is rather against rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Now, when I first looked at this material, or this writing, or this article, which I have added some to thus far and will add more as we develop the categories that we are putting in place under the world political system, it caused me to recognize how far, although I hold myself out as a Christian, and certainly I do believe that I'm born again, but it causes me to recognize how far away If this writing is to be accepted as having any value, it helps to spotlight how far away we may be as believers from operating based upon the standards of the kingdom of God. With that, Mr. Speaker, I yield.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mosley. As you were speaking about that, I was taken back to look how long ago I gave you this project and how massive it has become. I know each time we speak about it, it's like, oh, there's something else here that we have to add to it. And in the beginning, when we first talked, I was thinking it was going to last maybe, a month or maybe two, and you've barely scratched the surface, I believe, in two categories, if I'm not
That's
mistaken.
True.
And it's already been going on for now for about 3 months. So
yes, it has.
So anyway, I'm like you. I'm amazed how far apart the two kingdoms really are. And
yes,
as we go over this more and more, I think it's going to be a major awakening for the body of Christ, for the world in general, to see how far things really are apart from what God's plan really is. So I really appreciate you delving into this, and I know it's a lot of work, but I think it's what you've been called to do as far as the laws of life, so appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor now for anybody that has any questions or comments for Dr. Mosley.
Yeah, this is Representative David Schmidt requesting the floor, please.
Yes, you have the floor.
Yeah, first thing, I got into the Patriot Movement back in 1994. I did a lot of research on the deep state, the cabal, whatever you want to call it, the Illuminati or whatever. When I found out that all these groups, you know, Bilderbergers and people like that, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, all they had in common was that they worship Satan. So you can tell that there is definitely, you can see that they're the ones that are running the United States government, and all the other, have a stranglehold over the whole world. And this is where it really shows how contrasting the kingdom, and the world is just by studying that. And with that, I yield the floor.
Yes, I know. Their stranglehold is actually weakening day by day, week by week, month by month. And the kingdom that Dr. Mosley is presenting is the one that is the rightful one to take its place. Because that's the... I would say that's what Christ took back on the cross. And we just have to manifest that in our lives and the world around us and take those particular stands.
Yes.
Anybody else have any questions or comments?
This is Representative David Schmidt. I totally concur with the speaker on that. And with that, I yield.
Thank you, sir.
This is Representative Doug Reed from Nebraska. May I have the floor briefly?
Yes, you have the floor.
Very good teaching, Dr. Mosley.
Thank you.
Very encouraging as well. I really appreciate it, and I am appreciating all of your presentations whenever I hear them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you. I yield.
All right. Anybody else have any questions or comments? All right. Dr. Mosley, if you want to hang for just a couple of minutes while we wrap things up tonight, if I could get you to close in prayer, I would appreciate it.
Well, Father, we just come right now in the precious name of Yeshua and thanking you for the time that we have been able to spend together, thanking you for illuminating
the contrast, the significant contrast between your world, your kingdom system, and the systems and the kingdoms of this world. So it is a blessing, and we thank you for bringing this information to us. And as it continues to come forth, as we dig even deeper into your word, we're hopeful that you will allow us to share these truths with the body of Christ. And we look forward to being your agents with respect to causing us to recognize, not condemningly, but to cause us to recognize if we've strayed far away from the themes and the mores and what we are designed to do, that we will bring out, we will be brought back not by and through our own strength, but by and through the strength of the Spirit of God the Father. So we thank you for this time together. I pray for each person on this call, together with their families and everything that's a close part of them. And we just thank you for, again, for this opportunity, and we look forward to meeting again in your name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So does anybody have any closing comments for tonight?
Yeah, this is Representative David Schmidt requesting a floor, please.
Yes, you have the floor.
I don't know if anybody had a chance to see the film Sound of Freedom with Jim Caviezel. But in any event, I got to see that on July 4th, and it was actually a miracle that it was even in the theater that I was able to see it in. And the thing about that, there, the theater room was like three-fourths full. That's another miracle in and of itself. And that turned out to be the number one film for July 4th. That one day, you know, was the number one film. And I guess people are coming to it and they're realizing what's going on. And with that, I yield the floor.
Yes, I have not had a chance to see it yet, but I will very soon. Anybody else? All right, if not, I would definitely entertain a motion for us to adjourn tonight, if somebody would like to do that.
This is Representative David Schmidt making the motion to adjourn until Tuesday, July 25th at 8 p.m. Central. With that, a yield.
This is Representative Doug Reed. I second that motion.
All right, we've got a motion on the floor to adjourn tonight, and it has been seconded as well. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And is there anybody opposed? All right, we'll stand adjourned for tonight and come back together on the 25th of July. Glad that you were all here tonight. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yep, have a good night.
Good night.
God bless.